How do you thank someone for living? Sometimes you tuck away the hurt you feel, hidden to where someone might only catch a glimpse in your eyes or a change in your tone of voice when you forget to be guarded. Sometimes I hear it when the trauma has passed and you gloss over it like it was an obituary you read in the newspaper last year. At other times, it's released in a cathartic poem where you think the demons will be released now that you've named them, but they follow you home. It can reveal itself in a diagnosis, a termination, a rejection, 15 million other ways to make you feel forgotten, abandoned, useless, hopeless. I hear your victory in those moments, when you let out the pain in small bursts. At those times, when you let a stranger hear your worst fears as the first thing they learn about you, or when you let in a friend who had no idea what you've been struggling with, I hear it. Even when your triumph slinks away quicker than you could even acknowledge it, I see it. And I wanted to say thank you. Thank you for continuing when you thought hope was gone. Thank you for fighting when the odds were against you. I can see clearly how you had to scramble and claw, fighting for a way to cling to the fabric of life. Thank you for striving for hope. Thank you for holding your broken heart in your hands and moving forward when you wanted to lay down and give up. Thank you for surviving.